live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We will take your calls about whatever you want, and that's why we'll start things out with Rusty Nutt calling from Colorado on the Amp Line. Hello, Rusty Nutt.
Howdy, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
All right. I want to talk about your August 20 show where you talk about Nazi-occupied Poland.
You mean July 20th? Or is this from a year ago?
Yeah, July 20th. I'm
okay.
Sorry. My apologies.
It's July. Welcome. That's all right. Yeah. I live in a time warp, too, Rusty Nutt. So what about it?
I'm slightly nervous. So.
Go ahead.
Okay, first off, I'd just like to preface the call by saying, you know, I love you guys. I usually agree with Ian, but I connect with Mark mostly. But I have some qualms with Ian today. The Germans, they never actually burned Jews to death.
Well, they put them in ovens.
I heard him say that. I was just listening to that broadcast myself, and he said, you know, and some other stuff. But I mean, is that really?
So they were already dead when they put them in the ovens?
That's my understanding.
Yeah,
when they did that. But
okay.
Most of the time,
how do you know?
Would shoot them, right?
Yeah, most of the time they're either worked to death or starved to death or summarily executed, but or gassed. But yeah, one of the four.
Okay, so you're saying there's no evidence whatsoever that any Jew was ever put into an oven alive?
Not that I know of.
Okay,
but that's not my main qualm. My main qualm is you're saying that what would happen if the Jews did not cooperate?
Yeah, that was my question, because the old saying is, well, what if the Jews had met the SS with weapons and had actually fought back? And I suggested that that may have resulted in more violence, because violence seems to beget violence. And so my question was, well, what if they were ordered to report to the cities, they didn't? What if when they were ordered to register as Jews, they didn't? So what if they engaged in non-cooperation? Yes, that was my question.
Right. Well, most of the time they really didn't have to register as Jews. The Nazis had many different tactics, and a lot of the tactics were they would go from home to home and steal your stuff. Oftentimes, when they're going through your stuff, they'd be going into German or Jewish neighborhoods, and it was quite easy to tell which families were Jews and which weren't when they were rummaging and stealing your things. So it wasn't really necessary. Most of the time, they really didn't even have to declare.
Okay, but isn't it true that they a lot of them voluntarily reported to central city locations? And
it is true, yes.
Did that all on their own. I mean, these folks did some amazingly obedient things that led them to their demise. And I'm not saying that it would be any different today. I think Americans today would follow whatever orders they were given. Oh, well, you need me to register because I've got Mexican heritage? Okay, I'll do whatever you say. I'm a good law-abiding citizen. Oh, you need me to turn tell you that I've got so many guns in my house? Sure, whatever you say. Good law-abiding citizen. I'll do whatever you tell me to, officer. And that's what I'm saying here. What if they just didn't cooperate?
Well, most likely they would have been hit with the butt of a rifle.
Well, they got that later anyway. Well, you see what I'm saying?
I'd also like to point out that in Germany at the time, and you know, it spans different periods, the brown shirts were a gang before Hitler rose to power. And then Hitler used the black shirts to replace the brown shirts and actually executed a lot of them. But I wouldn't think that you would necessarily need to comply with a real gang. I'm not talking about a government gang in order to – you understand what I'm saying? There's no registering with the gang. The gang just went around, found people that they were convinced were Jews.
But that's what makes the government so much more powerful than just some really big gang, though, is their sense of legitimacy. And they are able to function so well because of massive cooperation. So I don't
right,
know that
Germany really
I don't know that they wouldn't.
Legitimacy.
I don't know that they that anything it would be. I don't know that it would have turned out better for the Jews, or maybe just some of them, maybe 10% of them. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know either.
But it would be hard to imagine that it could have been worse.
That much is true.
So, exactly. You know, like Ian is saying, you know,
they centralized
a lot of the stuff you said would have happened had they disobeyed. It ended up happening eventually anyway.
Right, and then they wouldn't have been willing participants at the very least in their own demise. I mean, because when they centralized them all in the city locations, it made them that much easier to control. Had they never voluntarily gone through that process in the first place, it would have become a very difficult task for, at least as I understand it, for the Nazi people to hunt them down in the countryside. But they voluntarily decided to go and report to the cities with, as they were ordered to do so. So I think it would have thrown a major wrench into their plans. Say again?
Most of them were actually rounded up.
Most of them were rounded up.
In some cases with government roles where they were registered and had Jewish surnames, Silverstein, Goldblatt, Copperfield.
Yeah. Okay, well, any other thoughts for us, Rusty Nunn?
Yes, I really wanted to get into the juiciness of my argument, which was that it really wouldn't. Non-cooperation wouldn't really have been effective in Nazi Germany, because non-cooperation only works if the government has an air of legitimacy, right? Which the Nazi
I believe Hitler was
not.
Elected.
Well, wasn't he appointed by an elected government?
Okay.
Not in Poland, though, which is what the conversation was about on July 20th.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if it was just Poland. I thought they brought the Jews into centralized city locations all across Germany, too. Is that not the case?
It was the case, but this is mostly in response to the Poland-occupied Germany.
Okay. So you are advocating for violence, or how would you have solved that problem?
I would think that violence would have been a better solution than non-cooperation, since they had no air of legitimacy whatsoever. I mean, they had no qualms with putting a boot down on your throat, you know? They stormed into the country violently, took it over violently, and their plans were obvious. They started eradicating dissidents and activists right off the bat.
Okay, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I guess he's kind of got a good point there about the country that was invaded. But yeah. In Germany, maybe non-cooperation would have been a little more effective there.
Yeah, I have to agree. In in a conquered country, at that point, I think that that's the idea of militias and things like that. I'm not for violence by any stretch of the imagination, but. I think sometimes that one has to prevent more harm.
Because would it have gotten to the point of getting to Poland in the first place had the Jews been non-cooperative in Germany early on? I don't know. I am not a historian. I, as you can tell, I don't know much about, the very a telltale amount, but enough to say that I still don't believe that in at least the case of Germany, that violence would have helped that situation.
Right. It's hard to say. I mean, I imagine there's got to be some line where you say that it's time to pull the guns out or something. I don't know. Some people say if they start loading people onto the trains here, then it's time. I don't know. I think that there's so much that you have to do first, hopefully so that we don't get to that point.
Let's continue with your calls and talk to Dave in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind tonight, Dave?
Hey, so even though I don't live in California anymore, I still like to listen to some of the talk radio that's kind of pseudo-liberty oriented out there. And they're talking about some of the props that people are going to want to put on the November ballot of next year. And two of them are actually kind of interesting. One is they want to make the legislature part-time. And so, of course, all the legislators are all up in arms. Oh, no, we need to be here. And, of course, no.
We're professionals.
Right, exactly. We know better than you what you need to do. So, but the second one that a group is putting together that I find really interesting kind of revolves around the idea of, like, when you're talking to someone and you say, man, what are you on, drugs? What's wrong with you? And so many people are, because California is so messed up, people, man, those legislators must be on drugs. What's wrong with them? So there's a group that's attempting to put thing on the ballot that says all of the state legislators have to do mandatory drug testing and alcohol testing.
I see where that comes from.
It's fun.
It makes sense if they're doing things like that to other people. If they're passing mandatory high school drug tests or something like that, then they get a taste of their own medicine. But otherwise, I don't know. I don't think that's really something that's fair to do to anybody, even scummy politicians. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, and this is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Well, sometimes when I am up on the toilet, I will be looking, actually most of the time now.
What are you talking about?
This is when I use the Facebook application for my BlackBerry to look at the updates from people. Because you know, people like to write what they're doing, and normally I don't really have time.
I hope you don't put an update about what you're doing at the time.
No, I've never done that, but if I'm reading your update, there's a good chance that's what that's where I am when I'm reading it. And so,
I'm just glad that that's what you're looking at while you're under the toilet.
Yeah, you got to have something to do. These days you can. So I saw an update from Blog of Bile that was saying that the guys from the Motorhome Diaries are apparently being detained at the Canadian border, at the U.S.-Canadian border. And I guess Zach Fix is with us from Free Agents, FR33agents.net. Zach, what's going on?
All right. I just got off the phone with Jason and Pete. They've been detained at the border of coming into Canada from Vermont off of I-91 for the last 4 hours.
Wow.
Marv has been searched. They called in the canine units. Right now, they told them they're specifically looking for pornography and heinous propaganda, which are illegal.
Heinous propaganda?
Right. They asked a definition, and were told that it was online. And they asked what the statute was, and they said, we're basically told to find it yourself.
Nice.
They have their laptops, or they've taken their laptops. They were filming as they got to the border, and they took the cameras and deleted the previous footage and told them if they tried to shoot more video or take pictures, they would be arrested.
Nice. And these are the Canadian guards.
Yes, this is the Canadian guards, because they're trying to get into Canada. They've also, they're currently reading about, the agents are looking online and reading about the Free State Project, the Motorhome Diaries, Free Agents, and Pete and Jason's former employer, because they found an old business card and wanted to know what a Crasher-in-Chief was and what it meant.
Hmm.
And so they're trying to find out what their message is. They've been accused.
They're enemies of the state. Maybe they will be denied access because they're enemies of the state.
Yes, all of the that's sort of the fear. All of the there was a big box of Alliance for Libertarian Left literature that was given to them at Porkfest.
Mm-hmm.
That they took out. They took the whole box. A copy of Dr. Crispin Sartwell's Against the State, An Introduction to Anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
That was left out in the RV. They did let Pete go back in the RV to get food. But they're going through all of their stuff. They've been accused of spreading misinformation by one of the agents.
Wow, this is crazy.
This sounds, oh my God.
I always thought that the Canadian side was easier. I mean, when we went up, it was no big deal getting into Canada. Some of our friends, myself and some of my friends, brought passports. Julia only had a driver's license, and she was able to get in. We were able to get in no problem.
Agents have to have things to do in Canada, too.
Well, I guess if it's a motorhome coming through, they think there's a greater likelihood of smuggling going on. I don't know.
They could smuggle more.
Right, but we're talking about information and ideas and things like that. That's what they're reacting about. It's not, you know, drugs or people or, you know, hidden people and immigrants or something.
It appears that it's the ideas and that they're mad about and that they're concerned about. Basically, it seems like they're going after them for thought crimes, and that's a double plus on good.
Yeah, that is not cool. Where is the best place to keep up to date on this, Zach? I mean, I know that the guys have their website, motorhomediaries.com, but if they're currently being held captive, they're not going to be able to easily access that. I know that the third guy, Ryan, who's their newest guy in the motorhome, has stayed in the United States, so he was not with them at the time that they went through the border, so I imagine he might be able to update the site with some info. But is it Free Agents? Where do you think the best place to go for this info is?
Well, Twitter, with the hashtag MHD for Motorhome Diaries, as well as there's going to be a post I'm working on now, but I was calling you guys first, on the front page of freeagents.com.
Okay. Got it.
I'll also be tracking it on the...
Oh, we always have to mention, because it's as cool as the URL is, it's just a little too elite for radio use. It's fr33agents.com. There are no E's in free. It's fr33agents.com to get the latest on this situation. So there's a phone number, I believe, are you posting that number, or is that number already up on the site?
That number is, it will be included on the front page post. Right now, you can find it on, again, on Twitter or on the Friends of the Motorhome Diaries group on the Free Agent Social.
I can see it actually at the FR33 Agents. Yeah, it is there on the social. So FR33agents.com, soon the phone number for the Border Patrol agents is going to be listed there. I guess you would suggest giving them a call and suggesting they release these guys.
Right. Unfortunately, the number they have is for the agents that's detaining them, his supervisor. And right now, everyone that's called has gone straight to voicemail,
mm-hmm.
and he hasn't returned any calls yet.
Sure.
I talked to Jason and Pete on the phone, but Jason's phone is dying. They should be I'm trying to keep in touch with them because they still haven't seized their phones. So they don't have laptops, but they do have, at least for a little while, until the battery dies, some phone access.
So, Zach, do you have any predictions for what's going to happen here? Any ideas?
I don't. I'm hoping for the best. I'm hoping they're like, well, they're just ideas and they're fairly harmless. Go ahead. But I know when I was going up to Canada for the same event they're heading to several years back to meet up with Jason as part of another project, they were even found just finding out that I was headed to a libertarian event. They were concerned about what I was doing there and how long I was going to stay.
Well, having been probably the only person here in this group that's been thrown in jail in Canada, I would suspect that what's going to happen here is these guards have now they've taken a stand, which is we're checking to see if you guys have a subversive material. They can't very well say no subversive material here. It's possible, but it's likely that they're already they've cemented in their mind that this is subversive material. And
right.
I suspect they'll try to turn them back. But what turning them back means, or at least what it meant for me, was a night in the jail before you go see a magistrate. Luckily, this is Thursday and not Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then the magistrate says, well, you guys are unwelcome here. Get out. And
right.
That's what kicking out means. So
they're probably not going to want to keep them in Canada in a jail, right? Because then that would
probably
cost
not
them more
that,
money.
It all really comes down to their definition and their interpretation of what heinous propaganda is.
Yep.
Because some of the material they have, it being from the Alliance of Libertarian West or Left, is explicitly pro-stateless society or voluntary society. And a lot of it does have the Circle A logo on it, as well as the black flag on the back.
So this will be very interesting to see how this all plays out, and I hope it plays out in their favor. At the very best case, they could get through and go on with their Canadian tour. The worst case, they could end up being arrested, and somewhere in the middle there is just being turned around. And I think that would be at least acceptable to not have to stay in a Canadian jail for who knows how long based on free speech crimes, essentially. Thank you, Zach, for the update tonight. FR33agents.com. We're coming up.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
self, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, all you need to do is click and download. They're yours on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com, going back an entire year. Again, freetalklive.com.
Check out the Low Country Liberty Report.
Inspired by Dave Ridley.
That's right. Low Country Liberty Report. This Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-freedom issues around the country. Liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folks. Doesn't pretend to be unbiased in reporting and tries to add a little humor into every report. You can find his videos at lclreport.com or join the LCL group on Facebook or Twitter. If you like his reports, buy some advertising or subscribe. lclreport.com.
All right, let's go back to your phone calls about whatever you want. It's David in Louisiana listening to KBYO. Hey, oh, David's gone. Excuse me. Let's try Cameron in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Cameron.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Have you guys heard the story about the police officer in Georgia that arrested the McDonald's employee?
I have not. What's the story?
20-year-old McDonald's employee, Kendra Bull, accidentally spilled too much salt on the hamburger meat, tried to remove it, notified her coworkers, and then took a break, during which she ate a burger made from the salty meat. But a police officer also got some of the salty meat, the oversalted meat, took a few bites, confronted her, and then, quote, whatever article is this from, it says, Bull admitted to spilling the salt on the burger, and the officer asked her to step outside, where he questioned her further. She has worked for a restaurant for 5 months, and she didn't know there was a police officer that had ordered the burger because she couldn't see the drive-through window. However, apparently the police officer took the burger, sent it to the state crime lab, and then put her in jail overnight.
Wow, that's a little excessive. Now, I don't necessarily believe her that she didn't know it was a police officer.
Right.
But all that said, that is out of control. I mean, these people, some of these cops, really believe they're better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You are a cop. You're no, you know, your ass stinks too. So you can talk to the management just like you would talk to the management if you were just a regular person, not in a uniform and carrying a gun around, and you should deal with things in that manner. But to think that you deserve some sort of special treatment because you're a police officer is ludicrous.
I mean, it's ridiculous. They said it did make him sick, which, I mean, if I was a customer, that would make me angry. But, I mean, they're already wasting taxpayer money, but waste more by putting a 20-year-old girl in jail overnight and sending the burger to the state crime lab because
What was the charge in this case?
I got this up. I'm reading the article in The Consumerist. I thought I saw a charge. She was charged with reckless conduct because she served the burger, quote, without regard to the well-being of anyone who might consume it, end quote.
Wow.
Reckless conduct for serving an oversalted hamburger?
Yeah. Out of control.
Don't spit on that cop's burger.
It's okay. I'm sure they'll find that the cop is fully within his rights to do something like that. Thanks for that story tonight.
I could use his taser to cook it more if it wasn't cooked.
So, anything else on your mind? It is.
Yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. It was the most ridiculous thing I've read in a long time.
Well said, Cameron, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Here's some more ridiculous stuff. This is from the Associated Press. It's one of those stories that just writes itself. Mayor Michael Bloomberg has an ambitious environmental agenda, but it turns out he's running afoul of his own anti-pollution policy.
What a surprise.
The Associated Press has found his SUVs idling all over the city from about 10 minutes, sometimes to over an hour. In 1 week, the AP spotted the mayor's Chevrolet Suburbans idling for long periods, at least 8 times. The mayor, signed a bill earlier this year strengthening the city's anti-idling law. Advocates say it's the toughest law in the nation because it reduces idling times around schools to 1 minute. So this is one of those things that, I don't know, does it happen down south? It's only something I feel like I've run into up here, up north, because during the winter time, I guess a lot of people like to keep their cars idling, you know, because it's cold outside. And but apparently it's illegal to idle in many places for longer than X amount of minutes because of the whole saving the environment nonsense. And so here's a perfect example of the politicians saying, do one thing, but don't pay attention to what I do. Because I'll be doing the exact opposite.
Right. Well, you know, his little bit of idling doesn't really do anything for the environment. It's all those people idling at school that are really the issue.
The serfs.
You know, a Bloomberg spokesman says the city is doing its best to reduce idling. Hey, that's what counts, right? Just some word of the bureaucrat that they're doing what they can. We're doing our darndest to cut this back. But he also pointed out that the mayor's SUVs are driven by his police detail and are therefore classified as emergency vehicles. So don't you worry about this, New York citizens. No laws have been broken.
Nothing going on here.
That's right. No laws have been broken. The law about idling only applies to the rest of you folks, not any of us. In the upper echelons here in government.
It's important what the kind of work that the good mayor is doing, so he has to be able to have idling vehicles waiting on him while he's doing whatever important work he's doing.
Right. The rest of you, when it's wintertime, can sit in your cold can sit there in your cold vehicles with the engine off.
Bring some gloves.
Right. While Mayor Bloomberg gets to climb right into his toasty warm SUV black limo thing.
Well, the parents can have those snuggly warm hats.
Mm-hmm. So there you have it, 800. That's, it's just a shorty there for you, 800-259-9231. It's us and it's them.
Right. Some animals are more equal than others.
Right. If you get caught idling and you don't want to pay the ticket that they'll inevitably print out for you, then they'll probably find a little space for you in, what do they call it, the tombs in New York City? The underground prisons?
There was a serf locally who confronted one of the knights. Who had left his
one
car idling.
Nights.
That would be the police officer.
Okay.
he came in and said, I'm paying for that gas, so could you turn your car off?
What did they say?
I think they just kind of nodded or something. I don't think there was much of a...
Free staters.
here they're much more civil, and they would have to be. But if you went to New York City, there's that one guy, what's his name, Johnny Justice?
Jimmy Justice.
he's great. All you have to do is YouTube Jimmy Justice.
Oh, I can't wait till he gets on this one. He should jump all over this one and go follow around the mayor's cars
with
his camera.
But, you know, if he's...
I took video of it and posted it on my YouTube channel. There was a Keene cop parked in the big bright yellow no parking zone front of the grocery store.
Was he idling there too?
No, it wasn't idling.
He was actually parked then.
Yeah, we went into the counter, the service counter, and we said, "Someone's parked in your no parking zone. You might want to see if you can get them towed or something." And they went to go check it out. I'm sure as soon as they saw that it was one of the Knights of the Kingdom,
they turned around and
they said, "Oh, well, no, not for the Knights. We're not going to get
that's
it."
That's right. He's on a donut run. It's very important business here. Now, if the cop was actually there on a call, he could have left his lights on, because if
I'm the manager of the grocery store, that I necessarily want the police officer there with his lights on. I would prefer that he not turn them on. Please just come to the manager.
Wait,
desk.
Why? As though it's not going to be obvious. The cop has pulled right in the front of the store. The guy was in the fire lane in front of the store.
Well, if I have my druthers, I would prefer him to park in a parking space and come in.
I understand that, but you're not in charge. You're the manager of the store. See, he's the cop. He's got the gun, so you'll do as he says. And all I'm saying is, if he wasn't there on a grocery run, then he could have left his lights on to indicate that he was actually there on an emergency call. You know, say the store had a shoplifter, for instance.
Well, I think
he would have been responding in that case.
If somebody wants to do a Johnny Justice, Jimmy Justice thing on the cop, then, you know, take video of the cop in the lane with the, sitting in the fire lane with his car idling or whatever he's doing.
And then wait for him to come out.
Right. And then go in and find him. If he's in the line, picking out Cocoa Crisps, well, then you know that he's shopping.
You wait for him. Too, if you stand out there and wait for him. Problem is, if you go in the store, there's a slight chance that you may not encounter him, right? Because if you go into the store and you are starting on one side of the grocery store and he's on the other about ready to head out to the checkouts, you may actually miss him entirely. Whereas if you just camp out, this is what Jimmy Justice does, because he doesn't always know exactly what store in New York City the cop is in. Many times he can look through the windows and see, but in a grocery store you may not be able to ascertain that from the front of the store. So if you just hang out and wait for a little bit, that cop will come out, and if he's got a bag of groceries in his hand, then you know why he was there. If he's carrying out a perp, then you know why he was there too. 800-259-9231. Either way, you can ask your questions at that time. That I think would have been the way to take your video to the next level, Dale. But either way, it was great.
Yeah, and we were in a hurry at the time.
You can see that over at did you post it to your blog at anarchyinyourhead.com?
No, it's just on my YouTube channel.
Okay, very good. More on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
I had a great idea at work yesterday, so I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606 to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIPad set. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase being contributed to Free Talk Live. So enter through amazon.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a new vitamin. It's called Choose for Health Super Fruit Complex. It's working out great for me. It's a tasty thing. It's a chewable vitamin, so that this facilitates digestion. And as we know, that digestion begins in the mouth. It tastes like a really tart sweet tart. It's got no salt, no artificial sweeteners or flavors, no MSG ingredients, unnatural preservatives, or any of these things. It's full of good, healthy fruits and vitamins, and they have a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. All you have to do is call. You have to write this number down because you have to use this number. You can't do it online. 1-800-219-8874. That's 1-800-219-8874. And if you call right now, you receive one free week trial. All you have to do is pay for the shipping and handling. It's 800-219-8874.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. That's our number. You can dial in about whatever you want. We go to, since we've been talking about comps a little bit so far this hour, we'll continue with that theme where Rusty emails in from Hawaii. Hawaii? Number one, he says, how's it? I guess they say, do they say that in Hawaii? How's it?
I don't. Apparently Rusty does.
He does, yeah. This last election, he says, on the big island of Hawaii, the system was used to decriminalize pot. The terminology that was used was that police should make the pot or make pot bust the lowest possible priority. We've heard about this before. This has happened in a number of places. I believe Seattle is one of them. And I don't know what the results have been everywhere it's been tried. Maybe in some places the cops actually do leave the pot smokers alone. But apparently not in Hawaii. It was not long, apparently, before the cops started saying that they would not be doing as the voters had asked, which, by the way, the measure passed by a fair margin, and that they will continue their law enforcement as normal. They said there are federal laws to uphold. The bureaucrats said, well, we have to think about how to put the wishes of the voters into a law. He says, guess how far along that has happened? So apparently that they've been dragging their feet on actually doing this from a legislative standpoint. This shows beyond a shadow of a doubt, says Rusty, that you can't use the system to initiate change. The system was used to get a referendum on the ballot to pass it, but to no avail. He says, I'm convinced that it must be done outside of the system with civil disobedience, or as Sam from the Obscure Truth Network is doing, turning the system upon itself. If Sam's approach fails, that only leaves one method, and that would be the civil disobedience approach.
Well, if he's using this one instance of legislation to prove that, that using the system doesn't work, then what he's doing is ignoring the many times that the legislative method has worked.
So, what do you mean? To create new laws?
To free people.
How's that happen exactly? Where are the free people?
To free people in an area. It's not just a piece of legislation that says wham, twinkle, twinkle.
Right, but where are all the areas where government has reduced restrictions besides the one Spanish war tax that they got rid of a few years ago?
Did not the voters make medical marijuana legal in California?
It took about 15 years for them to actually start the beginnings of respecting that.
How long did it take Gandhi to free India?
I don't know,
using
Mark.
Civil disobedience.
I don't know.
Look, man.
Is India free? I don't know. I don't think so.
All I'm trying to say is I'm not saying that civil disobedience doesn't work. All I'm saying is it doesn't work much better than politics.
Maybe you're right about that.
There's no evidence of it.
But we haven't had mass civil disobedience.
I think that, yeah, that's
true. You're not going to.
Why not?
Because you don't get mass voters to the rolls either. I mean, you're going to have as much.
You don't need hundreds to have mass civil disobedience.
You don't need a majority necessarily. I think that it's also, it's very possible. Who knows if civil disobedience will work? It's just something that hasn't really been tried to the extent that politics has.
And not in this country.
Shown to be such a miserable failure.
Not in this country, and not within the last few decades. There may have been some more civil disobedience, I think, back in the hippie days of the 60s and perhaps it's early 70s.
Right. I'm not disagreeing with any of that. It's the jump in logic that this gentleman's making and that you're making as a result that says, not as a result of what he's doing, but you've made the same jump in logic is, gosh darn it, this legislative thing didn't work. Legislative and political action doesn't work. It never has worked. It stinks.
It doesn't work
and
very
the
well.
Only thing that's going to work is civil disobedience. Bullcrap. Show me.
Well,
it's not out there. There's no evidence that it's out there. That civil disobedience has been tried. It doesn't work very darn well.
Mark,
neither does politics.
We're talking about mass civil disobedience. There's a big difference between one person holding a bud of marijuana in public and 50 people holding marijuana or smoking marijuana.
Kind of like
public.
Kent State, because in a bigger crowd, there's more people to catch the hard, more soft bodies to catch the hard bullets.
I see where you're suggesting that the cops are going to start shooting marijuana smokers. I don't know if we're to that point yet. I don't personally believe that. That's going to happen.
I'm just saying.
Well, okay, so you're saying that you believe that political action is effective, and
it's
what he's saying is
as effective as civil disobedience. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's effective.
As the current instances of civil disobedience that we've seen, perhaps. But the theoretical mass civil disobedience, I think, could be far more powerful.
Look, in the political situation where you can get free staters here in New Hampshire at 20,000 aren't going to be a majority. You don't need a majority. You just need enough people out waving signs and getting excited about things. And
yeah, that doesn't do much, though. That's just it. I mean, for all the hundreds of people that likely...
Bullcrap. We stopped the seatbelt thing with a few emails and a few people calling in.
That's great. But the medical marijuana thing didn't go through, and it was the most weak, pathetic piece of legislation of all time. What I was going to say, Mark, is not that you can't have success. I didn't say that. I never said that. The emailer suggested that he believed that. I said that there is the possibility for success through the political system. It's just incredibly difficult, and the return on investment is absolute crap. The hundreds of people that spent time writing letters to the editor and calling representatives and lobbying for the medical marijuana thing, the hundreds of people that likely spent time on that particular issue, had they actually gone and engaged in civil disobedience and actually put something on the line and taken a risk, you probably would have had a much quicker change and a much better likelihood that their actual political thing would have gone through, because it would have been very unlikely that they would have been able to arrest them all, and it would have sent a real message that people were sick and tired of this nonsense.
Sure, I'm one of those people who made a telephone call to the governor's office, because a telephone call is a small amount of commitment. I didn't have to put my livelihood, my family, and everything on the line.
You risk
to go to prison.
That's right. You take a risk, you get a reward.
You're not going to get it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The hundreds of people that you're suggesting, these hundreds of people that made this telephone call, are do not have the level of commitment to do what you're talking about.
That's why nothing will happen. Exactly. Because they don't have the level of commitment to liberty to actually put something on the line and take a risk, then it's going to be a very slow-going process.
So you're saying that civil disobedience is ineffective?
No, I'm saying that it would be very effective if a bunch of people actually did it.
Voting would be effective if we could have a majority of libertarians
but
voting.
But you aren't hearing what I'm saying, Mark, or you're not internalizing it, because what you're saying is voting would be effective if we just had hundreds and hundreds more or thousands more people participating in voting. I'm telling you, you could have far more effect with a fraction of the amount of people that are engaging in the political process.
Voting is a very small commitment level. I can go and vote and then be back at work.
Sure.
However, what you're talking about is people being willing to go to jail.
That's right.
You're not going to get that level of commitment. That's what you're not hearing me
say. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your predictions. I appreciate your predictions, but I don't think you get to tell me what we can and can't do.
All right. Good luck, man. You're saying political action sucks, and I agree. Political action sucks. However, so does civil disobedience. You get to choose, and it's fine, but it doesn't mean that the other side sucks. And that's the attitude that you take, and it sucks.
You know what? I think, Mark, you present some good points, and there is understandable skepticism about both. I mean, I am actually... Fundamentally, I have no faith whatsoever in politics to affect any kind of long-term change. I see occasional little, you talk about the seatbelt law, for instance, I see these tiny little victories for a huge amount of effort, and then, one step forward and 100 steps back, and I don't see it as worth the effort in the long run by any far stretch of the imagination. But, and I understand someone who might be skeptical of civil disobedience, I don't know. I don't feel like it's been tried yet to be able to say, but I understand the skepticism. I will say this. I am confident enough that politics isn't going to work, that I don't bother at all. I don't call the mayor, and it's so distasteful to me that it's not worth it. It's not worth it for me to humiliate myself and go beg for freedom from these people through this process, because I have that little faith in it, and I have enough faith in civil disobedience to at least try it. I know that it's something that hasn't been tried yet. I don't know if there's other, there's other things we can do. There's agorism. There's who knows what else that can be tried. But I have given up on politics, and I would say that, I know there's like a controversy recently where some people were. The political people who failed recently, there's some controversy that some of them are probably going to scapegoat. They've done it in the past, trying to scapegoat the people who are doing civil disobedience and saying they're causing them to fail. And I think that shows that they are looking to shore up their own faith in something that they are already feeling shaky about, because they just put all that effort into nothing.
And I disagree with what you're saying, that it's valid for you because that's what you want to do. It's what Ian says, that political action doesn't do anything.
Do much of anything. I never said it doesn't do anything. It doesn't do much.
More on
the way. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes, arrested for war crimes. He now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.